you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. This is Kathy Williams here with my co-host, Betsy McLaughlin. And we are going to have a conversation about change today. And sometimes change is a little challenging, especially if it comes unexpectedly or in a way we weren't really asking for. And what if we could actually use any change to create something greater for our lives, to create a better future, to create more possibilities? So that's what we're going to explore today together, with tools and tips and a fresh perspective about change. And before we dive in, we always like to say a little bit about who we are and what we're about. So I'll invite Betsy to do that. Hey, Betsy. Are you there? I'm not hearing her. Okay. All right. Well, then I'll say a little bit about who we are. Betsy and I have had this show for about 3 years now together, and we use all sorts of tools, including the tools of Access Consciousness, which is a body of work of just really practical, pragmatic tools and questions that you can use in any given moment to create more ease, joy, and possibility. So we facilitate classes all around the world. This summer, I'm going to London to facilitate, as well as Vienna, and who knows where else in the U.S. So in-person classes and also classes and facilitation online. So, you know, as we have listeners from all over the world, we have clients as well via Skype and Zoom and that sort of thing. We're also mothers. Betsy's kids have a couple decades on mine. Mine are 6 and 9. And we're also authors. Betsy is the co-author of a multitude of books, and I'm the co-author of about 5, and the creator of Relationships Done Easy. And I know Valentine's Day is coming up, so you can find Relationships Done Easy on Amazon. And I hear from people all the time, like, wow, what a book that has been I particularly hear from women, although I've heard from men too. But, like, I have people who say, Kathy, I give that to all my friends. Like, it really changed my perspective on relationships. So Relationships Done Easy is right there on Amazon. And what else? Is there anything you want to add, Betsy?
I love hearing that because, you know, you write the book and then you just, you know, you kind of just go on your life. And so it's always fun when people email you or tell you in person, you know, how much they've enjoyed it. And I'm sorry, I was on mute for a moment because I was having a sneezing. I was sneezing, so apologies for that. But I think you did a great job, and as you always do, about inviting people to play with us in a multitude of ways. Did you mention, I guess the one thing I didn't hear you say was mentioning our websites and how to find us. So Kathy's is meetkathywilliams with a K .com, and mine is creatingyumminess.com. Mine is going on overhaul right now, but you can still find information on it. We're just doing a lot of work in the back end, so it'll look different coming up soon, which I'm excited about. And also, you can email us at imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook and through the Access Consciousness website. So lots of ways to reach us. And my name is spelled, and it's a little unusual. It's B-E-T-S-Y, and then the last name is M-C-L-O-U-G-H-L-I-N. I think I forget to do that a lot of times. So there's a more common spelling of my last name, but we are the L-O-U-G-H-L-I-N. So thank you so much for allowing us a few minutes just to tell people how to find us and play with us. And we have all kinds of classes and events and things online and in person. And we do, as I'm sure if anybody has listened to us before, we realize how much we do enjoy playing with people and contributing to them.
So yeah, Kathy, and we love today, to hear from you.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Always invite people to reach out and let us know, you know, like how you're doing and if you have any questions or anything else. So.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about change today.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of people. Well, and it's, you know, it just got, as you said that, you know, like there's a lot of people who have the point of view they don't like change. And so they'll resist it at all costs. I know quite a few people who are like, oh, change isn't good. I don't like change. And you know, so when you are from that space of like, I don't like change, and so you know, that is a space where if you go to that, it's kind of like a kid digging their heels in, you know, so you're trying to not move.
Resistance.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not going to change. No, I'm not going to. you know, even if, you know, like if you love everything about your life, and we're not saying that, you know, your life is terrible, so you should change it. But change is inevitable. Like every single day, our cells change. We fluff some skin and we lose hair and we grow new hair and we grow new skin cells, and it's every 7 years, everything is like completely renewed in our body. So we're constantly changing, even from a physical standpoint. And so if you look in nature doesn't stay the same, right? Every day, if it's a flower, the flower might open and it closes at night and it opens again, and then something withers and dies and a new thing comes in its place. So it's constantly changing. So I wonder, Kathy, like where did we even get that change, you know, for those perspectives, where did that come from, that change was a bad thing?
Well, it's so interesting because, you know, I think a lot of times we get in the space of comfort and we get mm-hmm. in the space of like, yeah, life is good, even if it's only pretty good, right? Yeah, it's all right. Mm-hmm. And you know, something comes in to change it, whether it's being dumped or someone dying, or even and getting a new role at work, and suddenly we're jolted out of what's comfortable, what's known, and into, oh wow, something's new. And sometimes there's an excitement and a freshness about what's new. But there can also be a sense of stress, a sense of, no, I liked things the way they were. Why does this have to be happening? right? Mm-hmm. Or mm-hmm. even a sense of like shock or trauma. And so each yes. of these is something where we can, some of them have similarities and we can handle them in a similar way. And then, and so we're going to talk about tools to do that. And then some of them are like, okay, we have to handle them in a totally different way. So mm-hmm. What are some thing else pop in for you right here, Betsy?
And I think that I used to subscribe more to that point of view that change was could be tough or rough. And I wonder, I'm just kind of looking at that when I was had that point of view, was that really even my point of view? Or was I just, you know, hearing other people were like constantly saying change is, I don't like change. I don't want to change. I want nothing to change. So when you, when
yeah,
you
change
have
is hard.
You know, yes, I've heard that too.
People
so
say
if you
that.
Don't want
yeah.
anything to change, then are, I wonder how many windows and doors you have closed. It's kind of like having blinders on, right? If you don't want anything to change, what if on the other side is something different or something that you've kind of hoped for but didn't allow yourself to hope for? Or, you know, there's such a multitude of possibilities that if you have decided and you don't allow yourself the opportunity to change if you desire anything to change, like, you know, change something in your life. And it could be changing the paint color on one wall in one room. You know, it doesn't have to, we're not just even talking about big things. It could be something little.
Or a haircut.
Or a haircut, yes. Or change your hair color, or, you know, so many other things that we may be stopping ourselves at because we've decided, and then you can kind of fill in the blank of everything you've decided that doing that might create.
Well, yeah, and I think a lot of it comes down to expectation. I'll give mm-hmm. you an example. You know, two people in my family are divorcing now after, how long is it? I think they've been married 47 years, something like that. Like a mm-hmm. long time
yeah.
for a marriage. And they're getting divorced now. And the expectation, at least of one party, was, oh, yeah, we'll be together until we die. You know,
right.
And that expectation has just been blown open. And mm-hmm. like, okay, now my expectation is unfulfilled. And how are my needs going to be met, right? My needs
yes.
of security, my needs of stability, mm-hmm. my needs of whatever I feel I've been receiving from the marriage. Now, how will I get all of those things that the marriage has been for me?
Yes. Well, and I was even in that boat. I was married previously to, and I was married for 7 years, and I never thought I would be in the position to talk about being a divorcee. And so, of course, when that happens and it's unexpected, or you think it's unexpected, of course, I look back on it now and I saw all kinds of warning signs that I chose to ignore, right?
Right.
Like, no, and I stuck my head in the sand. So when, you know, when he said, hey, you know, I'm not happy, and I'm going to leave, I was just like, oh, my God. And, you know, that is an extreme example, right, of having the rug really pulled out from under your life and your world. And like you just said about these other people who are like, oh my God, now what do I do? And I was very much in that place of, right? What do I do now? And so it does kind of, in an extreme situation like that, where it really does kind of force you to reevaluate everything in your life and look at, well, what can I do now? And what you know, what do I have to do? What would I like to do? Things like that where, okay, well, whether or not I want to, whether or not I like this, this is happening. So for me, it was like, all right, how do I make the best of this situation? And what were, you know, and actually started asking questions like, what would work for me and what would I enjoy?
Had you asked that before?
No.
Imagine that, right? And we interviewed the author, Julie Tooten, several months ago. Maybe it was October. We have a show called Beauty in the Breakup. And, you know, it's all about letting go and looking at what it is that would really work for you. And that's something so few of us truly ask before a big change, before something sort of shocks us out of, oh, this is the way life is.
Yeah. Yes. And what you, when you were saying that, the word I heard that came into my mind was complacency. So that definitely shocked me out of the complacency that I had been in that relationship. And it was so definitely like, oops, when I wasn't paying attention, look at what happened. Look at what you created with not, and looking on it, there's a lot of things that I could have done differently, but it's like, it's okay. Yeah. I'm very grateful, honestly, that relationship ended and I met my husband and I have an amazing son and all of the things that happened afterwards that truly, if I had not gone through everything I had gone through, well, you know, it just, I would have had obviously a different life, and it's all good. And also, like, right before the break, because I know we're about to go to break, I think, is the willingness to, when these things happen, to not beat yourself up.
Oh, yes. You know, and one of the easy questions is, and we'll go through some more, but what is the gift in this?
Yes.
And we'll be right back in a few minutes and have some more tips and tools and questions to play with to create ease of change. Thanks for listening to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. We'll be right back.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams here talking about change. And the gift of change, right before break, we asked the question, what is the gift of this? And I would love to dive a little bit more into that, Kathy. So if you have any other thoughts when you ask that question.
Oh, gosh. It's a question I use all the time. Because when life doesn't meet my expectations, my hopes, and I'll give a little example of this. You know, I gave this I have a mini course going on right now. You can find it at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. It's called Change Your Energy, Change Your Abundance. And I was talking about this question, what is the gift in this? And in regard to, you know, life not turning out the way you think it should. And I was on my way to, I was teaching in London. So right before I taught, I was a tourist going to do the red double-decker tourist bus. And they allow you to do it 2 days in a row. Well, the second day, I forgot my ticket. And I was like, I know it's here somewhere, but it actually wasn't. So I was a little bummed about that, I wanted to see some things, but ultimately my kids and I were going to wind up at the Science Museum. So we decided to take the tube straight there instead of what we had previously planned. And on the way from the tube, which is the underground, to the Science Museum.
Okay, the tube is a what for people who might not know what a tube is?
The underground train. And,
there
was a tunnel that you walk through to go to the Science Museum. And in that tunnel was the most exquisite street performer I have ever heard. Mm. I actually cried.
Wow.
So it's not always revealed immediately what's the gift in it. But by asking, something is going to occur. Because it's an ask and receive universe. So cognitively, you may not know, but on some level, you will receive a gift from the situation.
That's so true. And I can think of so many things that it is, what is the gift in this? And along with that question, another question I like to ask, and it's kind of the same thing, said a little differently, but it's, what is right about this that I'm not getting? And I will use that one when I'm a little bit more frustrated. For some reason, it gets me out of my frustration. But it is like looking at things, there is a gift. Even when I was going through my cancer treatment, my husband lost his job. So,
oh my gosh.
On the
lots
surface, right, you would be like, oh, my God, how are we going to make ends meet? La, la, la. I'm going through treatment. I was really sick. Like, there was just all this stuff. And I went to the very emotional part of all of this. And I didn't have these tools and questions back then. Of course, now looking back on it, the gift was that he was able. I had to go to chemo every day. So it was a pretty grueling, and it was 6 months of very grueling treatments, and then I had 6 weeks of daily radiation after they really blasted my cancer and my body and all of this. And I look at it now, and I'm thinking, if he had been working, I'm not even sure how it would have all played out. Because he was not working, he was able to take me to my appointments and, you know, really be there in a way that he would not have been able to if he had a job. So that was certainly a gift in all of that. So I wonder for everybody listening, you know, what is the gift whenever a change occurs?
And again, it may not be obvious.
Mm-hmm. May not be. Absolutely.
You know, I live on the island of Maui and was going to host a class here, which I was super excited about. And the facilitator was as well. This was last January. And in December, early December, she said to me, Kathy, I have some health problems. I'm not going to be able to make it. And we were both, you could just feel the energy between us. And as she said that, and as I heard it, you know, we were both deflated.
Mm-hmm.
So there was change.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had to change our plan. We had to, and the question that popped out of my mouth, I had never heard anyone ask, but it just felt like the thing to ask. And it was, what future is this creating that's
mm-hmm.
greater than we've even imagined? And both of us just got like, wow, the lightness, the spaciousness, the possibility that question evoked was really expansive.
Mm-hmm.
And so since that point, I've asked that question a lot, where, you know, we're frustrated with something that's changed or disappointed. And then it's like, what future is this creating that's greater than I could have ever imagined?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And if I wonder also, embracing change as opposed to fighting it, what would that contribute to you? And, you know, like, so you've got your question, what is the gift? And what another question that we loved, and we've shared it many times for our frequent listeners, is what else is possible? So if it's a change that is something that you might not exactly have asked for, and it the question, what else is possible, as well as how does it get any better than this? No matter what the change is, the good, the bad, the ugly, that question, again, will open up. It, for me, also, it keeps me out of conclusion, which maybe sometimes I tend to go to.
just
once in a while.
Yeah.
So these questions that we share with you guys are really designed to contribute to you. And if any of them feel fun for you to play with, that's what we encourage you to do. Play with it. See what happens in your world. And I have people that don't do any kind of energetic work or healing work or anything like that, and they have heard me say these things, you know, just out in the world. And what's interesting is some people want to answer that question, like if it's something that's right. So if it's something that is what is thought of to be a great thing, and you say, how does it get better than that? And then they go, oh, well, it can't. And it's like, well, I'm just asking the universe, how could it get any better? I'm not saying that I expect it to get any better. And I wonder, like, what other questions, how could this situation be even greater than anything I can imagine, is another one I love asking, Kath.
Well, and you know, when there's change, whether expected or unexpected change, you know, an easy question to ask is, what would it take to have ease with this?
Yes.
Yes.
And
it
what
could be
could
a,
I?
Oops, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. And what could I
do and be different to create ease with this change?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. So, and that question brings up something really interesting for me too. Like there are so many times where you think that you can't do anything about a situation. So could you repeat that question, Kathy?
What can I do? And some people say or, but I say, what can I do and be different to
mm-hmm.
create ease with this? And so it might be a doing, or it might be mm-hmm. a, oh, well, I need to change my attitude. And that would be being a different energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Showing up a different way. So what can I be and do different?
Yeah.
To create more ease with us.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Just love that. And so we all have things in our lives that we have been through. Like I'm sure everybody listening has at least, a handful of things, right? That they have experienced that. If you have some questions and some tools, I wonder what that would contribute to you.
It's like a little toolbox.
Yes, exactly. And of all of the questions and tools that we share with you guys, which one or ones, there's no right answer here, but you know, which questions could you ask that may or may not change anything, but being willing to actually play with that, experiment with it, however, whatever word you want to use there, try it out. You know, it could be like a hat, right? You go into a hat store and, oh, I like this hat, and you try it on and it's too big. And then, oh, what about this hat? And you try it on and it's like, oh, wow, this might fit, but you don't like how it looks, right? So this is, what are you willing to try? And you know, so in experimenting with all of these things, they may all fit, they may all work in a situation, none of them may. And you know, what other questions do you guys come up with from the questions that we're asking and suggesting and contributing to you? Because there's many, many other questions that you can ask in any situation.
The other question I like when I'm not expansive, happy, joyful, full of possibility is, who am I being? Because sometimes I really am mm-hmm. not being me in those moments. I'm tapped into somebody else and how they would respond and their kind of energy about a situation. So who am I being right now? And simply by acknowledging that, so often you can just drop it, release that, and you know, come back to more of you.
Yes. And I know that sometimes for me, I might actually sometimes realize, like, oh, my gosh, I just sounded like my mother. And,
uh-huh.
like, right? Just kind of sometimes you go, like, go to a default of it. And, like, oh, so that's a perfect example. Who am I being right now? I'm not being me. That's not something that I would say or do. And, you know, so it's just emulating something that I heard and saw in my childhood or my past. And so that question really can get me to realize, like, what I'm doing. So I do love that question.
The other thing you can start to look at when there's change is, like, what is this inviting me to step into? You know, that's more apparent with a new job position that's got greater responsibility or something that's a little bit daunting, but still exciting. You know, okay, what is this inviting me to step into? But it also could be
present with, you know, my children's little school had some challenges this year. Yep. And
I remember. Yes.
Yeah. We so teachers changed around and there were financial challenges and things like that. And it was like, oh, what is this inviting me to step into? And how can I be supportive regardless? You know, am I going to buy the drama? And which there was a lot of. Oh, or what's it inviting me to step into, not only for the school, but for my life? And as I started to ask questions like that, and Corey Michelle, my friend, was a huge contribution in that regard too, it really expanded me and how I related both to myself and to the school. Because even if I'm not the major fundraising person or this or that, I'm energetically a part of the school and energetically can contribute.
And that brings up a great point. It doesn't always mean that you have to physically do things or be the only one who's doing something.
Thank goodness.
I wonder how many of our listeners actually do that, where they just go into solving mode and feel like they're the only ones who can do whatever it is they've decided they need to do.
Well, I love that you mentioned solving mode too, Beth, because solving implies that there's a problem. And when we believe there's a problem, we're actually in conclusion. You know, we've made something solid. Yeah. So we can talk about that more when we come back.
Awesome.
Change. We look forward to being back in just a moment. Thanks for listening to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. This is Kathy Williams here with my co-host, Betsy McLaughlin, and today we are talking about change, which is sometimes super fun and exciting, and sometimes maybe we're reluctant or even full of dread or resentment or whatever other, you know, emotions, frustration. And we're talking about ways to navigate change with ease. And before we get back to that conversation, we have a couple of things coming up. So, Betsy, you want to talk about what's on tap in the next month or two?
Oh, sure. We have, let's see, what do we have going on? Oh, my brain just went, la, la, la. I have a bars class in the middle of March, an Access Bars class, which is a delightful body process that really helps with stress. It's a wonderful, wonderful stress reliever. And that's going to be in Maryland. I have an online course called The Magic of You. I did a free Zoom. Yes, I did a free call, which you can find on my website. And people enjoyed it so much that they've asked, and I'm turning it into a three-part telecall series. And it really is about going, there's so many different places that we are magical. So it's going to really dive into all of those. And let's see, what else do I have? I have a foundation class coming in April in Virginia. And there's a lot of other things. I'm going to be going to Toronto, and I'm looking at going to Chicago. So I've got a lot of things in the works, and you guys will be able to find that and more that we can really talk about in a few minutes on the radio show. But you can go to creatingyumminess.com to find out. And you can always email me at accessbetsy.com for more information, or if you'd like to chat about having me come to your area. And what about you, Beth? I know you talked about the thing you have going online right now, and I know you've got the stuff you already mentioned in London and other places. And what else?
Yeah, so online you can join me. It's totally free, happening this week. Change your energy, change your abundance. Just simple little things you can do through your day and kind of to check back in and change your energy. And then, so you can find that at meetkathywilliams.com, Kathy with a K, Williams with an S, /upcoming. And that is all my upcoming classes, including an Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation on the island of Maui in March, which is still whale season. It's quite amazing. The people who came last year in March really loved going out and seeing the whales and snorkeling and all the different fun activities, in addition to relaxing on the massage tables and clearing a lot of junk out of your brain and your body during that four-day class. So
yes,
I'm doing a foundation.
It
it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It really is. After my first foundation class, my life changed so much. I didn't really have to lose too much weight, but the weight I had just effortlessly fell off. And I think I ended up increasing my income by almost 100% after that class, and just so many other things. My relationship with my kids got way better, and I didn't feel like they're asleep anymore. So a lot of different things change with all the tools.
Yes.
So I'll have that March foundation class on Maui. And then, as I mentioned, London and Vienna are coming up in June. So I invite you to play any of those places. And then in July, I'll be in on the mainland of the U.S. with some classes in Colorado and the Midwest. And then the other thing that I love that's going on online right now, and there's a special price just this week because we are starting really soon, is Radical Abundance. And the things that people create from that class, the realizations and the clarity they get are just so touching for me. And that is why it's my favorite class. It lasts over 9 weeks. We get together almost weekly There is 1 week off where you can catch up or just have a rest. And really tap into creation and changing your mindset and beliefs about abundance and tapping into the support of the universe that's always present. So you can hop in to that at the low price this week. And again, you'll find all of this at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. And I share how I created my life in Hawaii and all the fun stuff there. So, and that involves change. You know, when we have a move, when we release old beliefs, sometimes we no longer share the same point of view as our family. Oh, abundance is hard. And so let's talk a little bit about when we change and other people around us don't.
Sure. And that can be an interesting thing that develops, and some people really do not like it if you change at all, and other people are very supportive. So what questions can we ask, and what energy can we be for the people who don't want you to change?
Well, yeah, and sometimes we just don't feel the same to them as we felt before.
Yes.
You know? So we can ask, what's the question about asking to be the vibration that they can still connect to?
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And you know, because sometimes they can't feel us anymore. So in their world, we've disappeared. And
we're not as dense as we were.
Yeah, right. And so you're not here, you're not present with me, you've disappeared from my life. And we haven't, but that's their perception. So there are some things you can do, and one of them is flowing energy to them. And Kathy and I have talked about this before as well, and it's a really neat trick. You can do it no matter where you are. You don't have to be in front of them. And you can do this with your children. You can do it with your friends, your loved ones, even your animals. So you can just, and all you do is think about them and flow energy to them. It's not, you don't have to stop what you're doing and, you know, go in a corner or anything like that. You just simply flow energy to them. And how many times have you done that, Kathy? And then the next thing you know, you're getting a text from them, an email, a phone call, and then, or you call them and they're like, oh my God, I was just thinking about you.
You know? So you're like, of course.
Of course you were. And it's connecting with them like energetically so that they don't feel like you've disappeared out of their life. And especially when you've made big changes. And I know for me, I've changed a lot. I am a lot in the last few years. So I've used that trick and that method a lot to connect back with people so that they sense me, they feel me, they know that I'm in their universe. And it has been such a gift for me to learn that. And I know a lot of people will do that. You know, Kathy's even talked about it, like when she's away from her children. It's a great example of throwing energy to them so that they still feel you. And you can do it. A lot of mothers get on the phone, and fathers too. As soon as you get on the phone, the kid who's been with you all day all of a sudden is pulling on your shirt. You know, mommy, 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 daddy, daddy, daddy. You're like, and they want your attention because they don't feel it anymore. So you can flow energy to them so that they still feel like they're included in everything you're doing. I don't know about you, but for me, I don't enjoy feeling excluded from things.
No, who does?
Right?
Yeah, so true with kids. You know, and it's interesting. I think as children, we're so adaptable to change, right? We're just, okay, mm-hmm. you know, oh, the plan changed. Okay, cool. You know, sometimes we aren't as excited about it. Like, well, I thought we were getting pizza and we're not. No, I'm upset about that. But, you know, mm-hmm. in general, there aren't as many expectations as children. We're more go with the flow. And Betsy and I often mm-hmm. talk about being like children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting in the space of curiosity and wonder with, mm-hmm. oh, okay, what else can we create from this situation, from this experience, from this
yes.
Pivot?
Yeah. Yes. And also, too, you know, I love that you brought in the children and, like, and for whomever, like, allow them, if they are having a feeling, like, allow that feeling. Like, don't dismiss it. Don't say, oh, you shouldn't feel like that. Like, what if instead you allow their feelings and ask them questions, you know? And it's, for me, I have found that really can contribute to shifting what might be going on.
Yeah. Asking questions is amazing. And if you've heard the show before, you've heard that we ask a lot of them. And part of that is the curiosity of opening the doors of awareness in new directions. Right? Each
yes.
question we ask opens a new door. Huh,
mm-hmm.
I wonder what's possible here. And then you have some more awareness. So,
sure.
you know, one of the reasons for this show about change is because this particular show, Imperfect Brilliance, is going to have some changes. And I'm going to be going off on Thursdays to do a new radio show called Sexy Mom Abundant Life. And Betsy is going to stay here and do Imperfect Brilliance. And will you have a co-host or will you be doing it on your own? Or how is that going to be, Betsy?
I'm by myself, on my own.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we're celebrating the change and we're celebrating everything that we have created together. It's been a magnificent time and have such gratitude for playing with Kathy and everything that we have created so far and everything we will create together in the future.
Absolutely. And we'll still be both on Om Times Radio
mm-hmm.
and we'll still have our websites, creatingyumminess.com and meetkathywilliams.com. It's just some new adventures branching
yeah.
out and yeah.
And I know that we'll even invite each other to play on each other's show. So you guys will still
yeah.
be able to hear us together sometime. So and we'll create some online classes together as well. And who knows what other adventures and what other things we'll do together in the future. And we're just so grateful for the time that we have been together and with you all. Because without you guys listening, we wouldn't have a show. And we're also grateful for
that
Om Times
is so
Radio.
True.
So true.
Yeah.
And, you know, and thank you to Om Times Radio and everything that you guys have contributed to us and the community out there and to all of your listeners and all the amazing shows that you guys put on together as well.
Well, and you know, for anyone listening, we always love hearing from you. I know we say that in each show. We haven't
mm-hmm.
said it yet today. We love hearing from you. What do you like? What do you not like? What questions do you have? Maybe something was confusing. And chances are, if it's confusing to you, it's confusing to somebody else. So let us know. And we can
yes.
either do another show on that topic or a class on it or something where, mm-hmm. you know, it's an interaction. Because, again, if we didn't have listeners, then we wouldn't be on the radio. So you're a mm-hmm. vital part of our show and now of our shows. mm-hmm. And, again, I will be on Thursdays. For Sexy Mom Abundant Life, and Imperfect Brilliance will stay on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern. And what time is that Pacific? I have 3 p.m.
3 p.m. Pacific.
Yes.
Yes. So what other, you know what? All right, I'm sorry. I have to rewind here. How can you embrace change, and what grand and glorious adventure await you?
I wonder.
Thank you guys.
Let's keep
so
asking
much
for
listening.
Those.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. We're so grateful for you.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Betsy.
Thank you, Rudy.
Have a great week, bye-bye. Everyone. And you can always find us on SoundCloud or iTunes, iHeartRadio, and on iOM.fm. Aloha!